boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
The best thing in life is when you ask your coworker bestie, hey, did you bring lunch? And you just wait for them to respond. And you're like, tell me you said no. Tell me no. Please. And they go, no, I didn't bring lunch. That means you two could go to lunch together. It's the best feeling in the entire world.
Well, yeah, because, well, let's be honest. You ask me that at least three times a week.
If I can get any excuse to hit up a drive-thru, I will find that excuse.
A lot of times it doesn't work out because if I have leftovers, I try to be really good about like, okay, I got to eat those. Mm-hmm. They need to be eaten and they need to be eaten today. But today it actually worked out for you.
I know. Called you before we got to work and I was like, tell me you didn't bring lunch today. You said no. And I swear to God, it's like angels going in my ears.
Mm-hmm. I don't know why we don't just plan it out better, to be honest.
We map out every Friday. We go against.
Yeah, I feel like some coworker like besties are like, okay, every other Friday.
Okay, well, they got their lives together.
Okay, now, see, I'm asking a lot of us and that's probably not going to happen. So we were just talking about how we lucked out today and it lined up that neither of us brought lunch.
Yes.
Which meant we were going to hit up Chick-fil-A, obviously.
Of course.
One of our favorite spots. And you know, they are always the happiest people there. If it is hailing, I'm not kidding. They're outside and they're like, I'm so happy to be here. It's great. It's great. And the weather is like really weird out there today. We pull up and they have like portable tents on.
It's so cool.
I don't even know how else to explain them. It's like the pop-up
car
tent, but they're short and they put them on. So I think they stay dry, which is nice because if they got to stand out there, they got to stay dry. I want one. They're neon yellow. They look like little buggies. I don't know. I need to look on Amazon if they have them.
See if they have them. Here's the thing. Where was these little buggy thingies to keep you dry when I was at football games in high school?
Dude, I'm saying.
Or, you know, you had to go to your sister's track meet or whatever it is. Like, where was this? Because I was getting sick and tired of holding an umbrella.
I don't know what to call these. I found them.
Where?
They're called weather pods. They're on the internet.
And get how much?
$65 is what I see.
What?
Well, they're weatherproof and they also keep the mosquitoes out.
Okay, I need this.
I'm
when
saying.
I'm sitting by the fire, just see me in those little weather pods.
Thank you, Chick-fil-A, for the inspiration. All I need.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on. With Those Girls in the Afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
I love when I end up on a strange side of TikTok.
Especially when it's somebody kind of like exposing their job a little bit.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like the behind the scenes or what it's really like to be whatever. I'm nosy. I'm so curious.
I want to hear all the dirty secrets.
How about of a funeral home?
Well, that wasn't on my list, I should say.
No, me either, because it's like one of those things that nobody really wants to like talk about it, right? Because funeral homes, it feels kind of sad and like depressing. But, oh my God, I love this guy. He's from the UK, and he's a funeral director. He has an amazing accent. You should follow him on TikTok. He's Yorkshire Funeral Director. And he basically, he kind of started off by being like, this is what it's really like being a funeral director, because you got to wonder, like, what's that like dealing with dead people? And then he now responds to tons of comments of questions people have.
He's not showing dead bodies, is he?
No!
Oh, thank God.
He's very, very respectful, as you should be for such a sensitive...
That's what I was like, I don't want to see my grandma on there, you know?
Oh my God, no, not granny on TikTok. No. But he's answered some questions and, like, given people clarity of, like, what happens there? Because most of the time when you're in funeral home, that's not really what you're thinking about.
No.
So first thing was ghosts. Has he seen them? Has he experienced
them? Is that where they would want? I mean, I think I would go haunt my own place.
Well, yeah, you would think. I don't know, but whatever. That's a question people had. Have you ever seen a ghost? Do you ever feel presences in a funeral home? And he said numerous times, if I'm working late, and I've been doing this for about 5 years, there's just some odd things that happen. You feel like maybe you're being watched, and he's definitely felt people tap him on the back.
I was going to ask him, does he ever feel like the bodies are still alive? Because that would freak me out.
He said he's felt like taps on the shoulder, and he takes that as it's just a reassuring thing from them that he's doing right by them.
Oh, I love
that. It's a sign of respect. He says he walks in every day. He greets the people, the deceased. He says good morning to them. He says good night to them at the end of the day.
I love that.
He's like, I just want to respect their people at the end of the day. Yeah, they're people. They lived lives. He said that if he is like shaving a man's beard or something, because they get you all ready for services or whatever. If he's shaving a gentleman, he says, I'm just going to get you under the chin here. Or, oh, I'm just going to trim you on the eyebrow here. Like, he talks to that because, I mean, it's got to be kind of a quiet job, yeah. Right? But he wants to make sure he's being respectful. Now, another question a lot of people had on TikTok. If your bladder or your bowels are full when you pass, what happens? People want to know. Because, I mean, at that point, you're not living anymore. But what happens? He says, well,
it exits.
When you die, your body relaxes. So he says, I want to reassure everybody out there, you should not be embarrassed about these things. When we take you into our care. Well, you know, but that's some people's fear. He says, we wash you, we shower you, we want you to be presented in your best way, and it's not a big deal for us. So don't think about that. I want to be friends with this man.
I want to work now at a funeral home.
Do you?
Yes. I think it'd be really cool to do the makeup.
Like is that a mortician?
I don't know, but I know I'm really good at makeup, and I think it would be a lot of fun because they're not going to complain.
And you could talk as much as you want.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor, Z102.9.
We got a big fat problem on our hands. I have no idea if I'm going to make it home tonight.
Well, what do you mean?
I might have to stay the night at the station, which isn't my first time. Don't ask questions.
Yeah, I know.
I can't find the key to my car.
The car you drove here.
Mm-hmm. I have no idea where it is.
Okay, somebody needs to step in because you have a real issue.
I drove the newer car, which is one that you just press a button.
Yeah, you have a fob.
Thank you. And it just turns on. Most of the time, if the key is not in it or near it, it will go, key not detected. And it won't let you start the car. I couldn't find the key this morning, but I'm like, well, let me just see if I could start the car. Maybe it just happens to be in there. Immediately, it turns on. And I got here, and it didn't say, key not detected. I have no idea where the key is. Me and Amberman both searched up and down in this car, and we cannot find the key. But it's somewhere in there.
Oh, you think it's in the car?
It had. How did I get here?
Well, that's what I'm wondering. Did you swallow it? I don't know.
Dude, do you know how big those are?
Are you going to pat yourself down? Like, what's going to happen when we leave tonight? Are you going to strip down out in the parking lot so that you can find it in one of your pockets? I don't know what's going to happen.
I have checked my butt pocket, my side pockets, all the pockets. It's not in there. I have no idea where this car key is.
I don't know. You need to get like a bracelet that it's attached to. The amount of times that you lose your key. When do you learn?
When the car won't start. But right now it's starting. So we're going to.
For now. I don't think I can be around our new street teamer, Katie, again, because she probably thinks that I am absolutely sick in the head. Okay.
Normally, you would think that's me.
Well, yeah.
You're the angel of the show. I'm the devil.
No! Not true, but I messed up today. Okay, so let me explain. New street teamer, Katie, came into the station earlier today to learn about some things before we head into a busy summer. And Katie was in my office. I'm like, okay, I'm going to show you some stuff on my computer here. And I pull up Facebook and a photo that looked like something that it wasn't popped up. You know, this is the most PG.
Squidward's face?
Yeah. But I'll give you
the nose?
Like a PG example is like, you know, when you like put your arm together.
It looks like a butt crack.
It looks like a butt. Yeah, right? It was kind of like that where it's like not what it is, but it looks like something else.
What was it originally?
I don't know because I panicked. I opened up Facebook. Also, Facebook,
okay,
I hate
that's
you.
More, you should you, no, why didn't, that was suspicious.
I had to show her because Z1 is 2.9. We're on Facebook, right? Follow us. We don't post stuff like that. But, you know.
Thanks for clarifying.
Sorry, what's going on with Facebook? I hate that they are trying to be like TikTok where it's kind of like a.
Like a timeline of crap you didn't sign up for?
Exactly. Z1 of 2.9 does not follow anything weird like that. But for some reason, I opened it up on my computer because I was signed in as Z.
And the first thing that is giant on my screen with my new coworker next to me is something that looks dubious. Okay. And I'm looking at her and I'm like, whoa. So then I just go to the next thing and didn't acknowledge it. Cause I'm like, what am I supposed, did she see that it wasn't what it was? But then does she think that that's what I had open on my computer? Like, that's weird. And then I go to, I was showing her stuff on the Facebook mobile app, also signed into Z102.9. I open it. Same post pops up. I'm like, my God, who has it out for me right now that they are having the one time, you know, right? That's everybody's fear, is that you're going to be scrolling on Facebook and somebody walks behind you and sees something disturbing. That happened to me. And I didn't say anything in the moment because I'm like, what am I supposed to say? She's going to judge me. This is my first time really getting to like sit down and talk to her. My coworker thinks I'm crazy.
Starting to think maybe we should give, but we should lose my access to the Facebook page. Maybe it was me.
Well, yeah, because it's kind of like targeted ads, right? What, what are you looking at?
What the heck is our engineer doing?
Engineering?
Exactly. I had to go back to him because we were having some technical issues and I was asking him for some assistance. But before I could even ask him for an assistance, I got distracted with what he's doing. He's got this like little box and he's tinkering with that. But around the box is like this circle antenna. I'm like, what are you calling for the aliens? Like, what are we doing over here? He goes, your brothers over at 1600 ESPN need a better antenna. I'm like, what?
Okay.
How do you know how to make an antenna? I'm not smart enough to know how to build it. This guy's a genius.
He's
building an antenna. This dude built it himself.
Dude, I would love to just like be a fly on Kevin's wall one day. Because when I pulled up yesterday, this makes sense now. He was climbing like our little tower on top of the building. And it was very windy out. And I was like, Kevin, can we wait till another day? Now I understand why. He's probably putting up his new
antenna.
What's wrong with the old antenna?
He started going into details. Again, too smart for me. He goes, it's got a buzzing sound I don't like. I'm like, oh, okay.
Got it. See, we are not the same. We talk and just hope somebody hears it.
He listens for the little details, and I love it. And then builds an antenna.
I gotta go take a peek.
It's time for a Taylor Window Update with those girls on the afternoon on Z102.9.
I don't really like how it looks out there. It looks sketchy. It's that time
of
year.
That's what you keep saying.
I know. I've been saying it all day because it's like rainy and gross. But it's that time of year where you have to like stay on your toes because you're like, I don't know if things are going to get weird out there. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know what you're talking about. According to weather.gov, it just says mostly cloudy this afternoon. Tonight, there's a chance of showers. But that's between 7 and 9 p.m. We still got 7 more hours.
I don't know. I think it's because, like, west of Iowa, there was some severe weather last night, so it was on my mind. My sister lives in Omaha, and she texted us last night. I'm sorry. I have to bring you into my family group chat right now. She had said that there was a tornado warning in Omaha last night and that it was looking a little sketchy outside. My dad says, take cover, kid.
That's what a dad would say.
I mean, what else can you expect?
They don't say anymore. They don't ever say I love you. And they just
take cover, kid. You know what to do.
But you know it means I love you.
Oh, yeah.
Secretly.
In dad language. We like to be prepared in all scenarios here at Those Girls in the Afternoon. So we're talking about, let's say, if the Easter Bunny had to call out sick this weekend. Bad time for it, but who would be the best celebrity to fill in for the Easter Bunny? You can call us and tell us about it at 319-200-1029. Dallas, what do you think?
Who else but the greatest, Jim Carrey?
Oh, wow. How could I forget? That's a good option.
You can't forget about him. Yeah, the mask made him. So it's like, that would be perfect.
I mean, he was the Grinch.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like opposite vibes.
No, 100%.
But right, he could do it.
Right when he said that, I instantly think of the Grinch. And then I was like, okay. And the way that he like did the Grinch so well, I feel like you could totally take on the Easter Bunny.
It's just like the nice version of the Grinch.
I noticed that on my list, it's mostly male dominant. And I apologize for that. But I just couldn't stop thinking about some really great options for it. Morgan Freeman. Because the man always plays God. And I just feel like, how could he not play Easter Bunny, dude? It's the tone of the voice. It's so sweet, so innocent. Don't you think that's what the Easter Bunny is?
I'm just trying to. Can somebody please Photoshop pink bunny ears on Morgan Freeman? Because I'm having a hard time picturing it.
From there, I'm thinking very logical. John Cena. The reason for
what?
The reason for this is because the man is like the number one celebrity of Make-A-Wish. He's done so many Make-A-Wish.
Okay.
Wishes that I was like, he loves kids, obviously. Why wouldn't he be a great fill-in for the Easter Bunny?
I don't have an argument.
Thank
so.
You. And then I was like, okay, well, what if we wanted like a funny Easter Bunny? You know? Then I thought Jack Black.
Oh, that's
you know,
be great.
Just did a Minecraft movie.
Yeah, and he always has a fun song. Well, I mean, like Chicken Jockey, you can make that Easter-fy it.
Can you imagine if he's like bouncing house to house, singing a song? Like the ice cream truck? Gold.
Uh-huh.
With that, Ryan Reynolds, because he'd be sarcastic.
Oh, I'm over him.
I think we all are, but I did like the idea that he's very sarcastic. And then this one, this is just common sense, Taylor Swift. I mean, we always talk about her having Easter eggs, or
oh
we're
my
looking
God,
for
yeah.
Easter eggs. Why wouldn't she fill in? Girl's been already doing the work. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So that's my option.
What if she is? What if Reputation's out this weekend?
Let's get the people talking. Easter Bunny's got a huge job, especially this weekend. But could you imagine, like, you know, your big performance, you get sick?
Mm.
So what if the Easter Bunny had to call out this weekend? What celebrity should we throw in to fill in the job?
That's what we want you to answer at 319-200-1029. 4569 said Drew Barrymore.
That'd be a great one.
She would want to hug everybody, so it would take her a long time.
You're right. But the way that she connects with her audience anybody? And anybody that's, she gets a little personal. So people like you that don't like hugs, you know?
Oh, yeah. I don't know. I think she would make some kids cry at the mall.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? Maybe a little bit. You should feel honored. 9033 said Destiny. LOL.
Wait, why me?
I don't know. See, here's the thing. If you weren't tuned in the last couple days, you said that you push kids over at Easter egg hunts.
That's so. My nephews. Let's make that real clear. That's my they're just my nephews. They need a couple of
children.
They need a couple of bumps on them to.
I don't know that you should be in charge of Easter as a whole. Then.
My only concern is I had knee surgery, so like I just don't think I can like hop like that.
You'd be hopping around.
Yeah, and I'm also loud. Easter Bunny's got to be quiet. You got to get in, get the job done, get out.
Yeah,
I don't like Santa. I'm too loud.
You would love a pink bunny suit, though.
God, it looks so good.
There's pros and cons, you know. Busy, busy weekend for the Easter Bunny coming up. And let's just say, worst case scenario, Easter Bunny has to call out. What celebrity would make a great fill-in? You can call us and tell us your idea at 319-200-1029. Kim, what about you?
The Energizer Bunny.
Oh my gosh, yeah. He'd probably get it done faster.
Right. Quick.
But he would be loud, you know, with those drums. So I don't know about that.
That's all right. It'd get done.
I think that is, I mean, close enough, right?
Pretty much it already looks like you're good to go.
Different font.
Mm-hmm.
Karen, who do you think would be a good fill-in for the Easter Bunny?
Will Ferrell or Kevin James? They're both just big kids.
That's what you need.
That's exactly. Adults that just like to act like kids all the time.
Exactly.
They fit the vibe.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's a specific vibe, I would say. The first person I thought of, and don't question me, Ethan Slater. I don't know why.
Who's Bach Ethan Slater?
How dare you? Bach from Wicked, the guy that Ariana Grande is dating. He played SpongeBob on Broadway.
Thank you.
I don't know why. I just picture him. I have no further explanation. Just trust me on
that
this.
That wouldn't make sense, yeah.
My next idea, Katy Perry. She went to space. I think she's entered like cringe level enough that she would be really successful.
Be like, I'm better than the Easter Bunny.
Oh.
That's probably what she's thinking.
Maybe. I don't know. I just thought Katy Perry maybe would be a good one. Hear me out. Nicki Minaj.
I really got to hear you out on that one.
Oh, it's the TikTok sound. I can't stop thinking of words like, like, I just feel like Nicki Minaj would get it done.
And say that the whole time?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. I think she would have good spirits about it, maybe. I would love if Nicki Minaj was my Easter Bunny. And then my last idea, obviously, Jennifer Coolidge.
Can you do the voice? Do it. The people want it.
I don't. What would Jennifer Coolidge say on
Easter? Something about an Easter.
Aww.
I want.
I brought you a peep.
Missed opportunity. Instead of saying I want a hot dog real bad, yeah, you could have said I want a carrot real bad.
Oh, I want a carrot real bad.
She's coming for your job, Jennifer.
Honestly, hire me.
What if the Easter Bunny had to call out sick this weekend? Who could fill in the shoes?
We are the only people that would ever think about this. Like, what celebrity could do that? Be the Easter Bunny for the weekend.
We just have weird thoughts going in our head.
Yeah, we often really do. Renee, who do you think would be a good fit?
Kevin Hart. He's funny. He's short. I like a cute little bunny. I could see him have little floppy bunny ears, and he wouldn't have to hop very high.
And he'd be down for it. You know what
100%.
I mean? 100%. You have to have somebody that's down to hop around.
I'm surprised he hasn't filled in yet.
You're on to something there. Lori, who do you think would be a good celebrity fill-in for the Easter Bunny?
Martin Short.
I love him.
I do, too.
Oh, my gosh. And probably funny and gentle, you know?
Mm-hmm. Funny, gentle, cute, little, lovable, makes you laugh. Yeah.
You sold us. You just kept going. We love it.
I love Martin Short.
My only concern is I don't know the kids would know who Martin Short is and respect it. Yeah. It makes me think of Coachella and how no one knew when Benson Boone brought out the guitars for Queen. Everyone's
ew.
Like, it makes me think of that.
Maybe Benson Boone would be a good one. He'd be flipping all over Easter.
That dude can do a backflip.
I guess. Well, now, I really liked this answer, but I feel like now you got me thinking about kids not knowing who they are. Cody on Facebook said Tim Allen.
Again, I just now have this thought that I'm like, do the kids know and respect all these great answers we've been
okay,
creating?
Well, who do the kids know? Who's cool with the kids?
The Wiggles? Baby Shark?
No.
I clearly don't have kids, you can tell.
Yeah, we've been thinking pretty selfishly, I guess. When Destiny found out about using ChatGPT to help, like, write out emails and remain professional, I was so excited because before then, it was me. I was ChatGPT.
She was. I'd type it up, and honestly, she'd make it look way better or sound way more professional.
Every office has somebody that sends a lot of emails and then the coworker who proofreads and rewrites them for them. That's us. Then Destiny decided to start using ChatGPT to like help proofread and word things right.
It made me sound way more professional because
yeah,
I'd be starting emails like going, yo, and that's not really professional.
Here's the thing. Things have taken a turn because now she has me proofread the ChatGPT emails. And I hate to sound the way I'm going to sound. I think I'm smarter than ChatGPT. Okay.
Why do you think you're smarter than a computer or brain or whatever? Because
it doesn't.
Whatever this thing is.
I don't know. It just doesn't sound right. You show it to me, and I'm like, "Well, I can make that sound better." And I do. And then what do you end up sending? My email.
You really? At this point, should they hire you to be ChatGPT? Girl, the amount of questions you're going to have to answer though is endless.
That's fine because I'm not talking to a real person.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying? I'll talk to any computer for
this
all
day.
This
makes me think of. I always wish I was the voice of Siri. I think I sound so great.
I could be the brain of ChatGPT. Mm-hmm.
I've got a longer drive now home from work. It used to be anywhere from 7 to 10 minutes at our old apartment, based on traffic, based on stoplights. Could be 7 or 10 minutes. Now, living all the way in Marion, I think it's going to take me anywhere from 23 minutes to 28 minutes.
That's still really not that bad.
Okay. Well, here's the one thing I'm loving about this drive, though, is that I finally get to take the S curve. My old place, I would actually take the exit right before the S curve, which I would always be bummed about. But I love doing the 380 S curve because you get to go right around downtown Cedar Rapids. You get to see all the buildings, the Quaker Oats. You get to see Alliant Energy. You get to see all sorts of things. And I freaking love it. When we had Mayor Tiffany O'Donnell on for our birthday, I told her how much I love downtown and the way it looks because it gives me big city vibes without having to live in a big city like Chicago, Minneapolis.
True, yeah.
And that's why I love driving the S-curve is because I feel like I'm driving in Chicago.
Yeah, until it's winter and you're fearing for your life.
Oh, I didn't think about that part.
Yeah, that's when it's not so fun.
Hey!
Here's what's hot and what's not.
Come on!
With those girls in the afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
It's so funny. We were just earlier in the show talking about using ChatGPT and how nice it is. And then I think you mentioned, like, do people in school use this and how do they know?
Yeah, I wonder if teachers are able to determine if, like, a project was written by ChatGPT or not. Because remember how scared they would make you feel if you were to cheat and steal something off the internet? They're like,
oh, yeah.
No. And I'm, like, terrified now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, plagiarizing.
I'm still scarred from that. Thank you, teachers.
Especially in college. They're like, if you plagiarize, you will be kicked out. But I think,
and you still got to pay the full 4 years for
right.
it.
Well, I think schools do have, like, different softwares they can put essays or assignments through that do.
Yeah, but can they detect ChatGPT?
I don't really know. I guess
that's what I want to know.
But it's funny having this conversation because obviously there's, like, ethics and things that you should not use ChatGPT for. But on TikTok, people have been talking about a dead giveaway that, like, a brand is using ChatGPT. For example, there's a clothing brand that's pretty popular with, like, Gen Z and TikTokers called Pretty Little Thing. They announced a rebrand. They used to be, like, clubbing clothes, like, going out, like, mini skirts, stuff like that. They've kind of rebranded to more, like, sundresses and, like, maybe
that's
a little
huge
more
change.
Conservative, I guess, in the way that the dresses and stuff are. Whatever. They announced this on social media that people are already like, this is a little weird. And there's this clip going viral saying that if there is an M dash in the post, it was written by ChatGPT. If you don't know what the M dash is, obviously you have the normal, like, hyphen. The M dash is the long one.
Okay.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
People say,
where is this in the post?
Like, if it's used in the sentences and stuff, instead of a comma, instead of a semicolon.
Oh, like how we normally would just put a dash sometimes.
Exactly.
Okay.
If it's the M dash.
It's a longer one.
And there's no spaces around it. Because if you use it correctly, you're supposed to put a space and then dash and then space before the next word, technically speaking. People are like, if you see the M dash, then that means it was written by ChatGPT, which people caught this brand, Pretty Little Thing, their entire post about, well, here's our new look or whatever. They're like, this was written by ChatGPT. Hello, people, go through and, like, read, double check that it doesn't look like it was written by a robot. But I have a problem with this because I love the M dash. Do you remember, like, 5 days ago I told you were in my office and I was like, I learned how to do the M dash on my keyboard.
You would, yeah.
And I can't stop using it because I just like how it looks.
My concern is I've been using ChatGPT to help me write my emails to sound way more nicer and professional than I actually am. How many of my coworkers have caught on?
Well,
I said these to our boss, you know, like, has he caught on? Like, you're an idiot. I know you're not that smart to write something like that.
Do you realize we're live right now?
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor, Z102.9.
I'm going to be acting as BuzzFeed on the radio for you right now.
I love a good BuzzFeed quiz.
I'm going to tell you what your favorite Easter candy says about you as a person. So when you are opening your baskets this weekend at your in-laws, you can judge them silently. Okay? Starting off at the top, peeps.
My favorite. Screw the Cadbury eggs and all the other crap. I love you, peep. Does that tell you what you need to know?
Uh-huh. If peeps are your favorite candy, you are either a chaos gremlin or a grandma trapped in a 30-year-old's body.
Yes! Wait, 30? Oh, my God. That was spot on.
Yeah, you love drama, but only from afar.
Yes!
And you have definitely microwaved a peep just to see what happens.
No, I haven't, but I want to now.
Now you will.
No, that's funny. And I am a grandma stuck in a 30-year-old body. I love to cross-stitch.
Yeah.
That was spot on.
That's you.
If you're a peep lover, let me know.
You should not be left in a room with Destiny by yourself. If your favorite is what you just said, Cadbury cream eggs, you are extra, you're theatrical, and you probably have a flair for the dramatic. You bite into life like you bite into that sugar-filled orb, unapologetically messy. People either love you or they find you a bit much, and you wouldn't have it any other way.
Oh my God, you better get that tattooed on your body. Bite into the egg, like, however you said it. I liked that.
Bite into life, like you bite into that sugar-filled orb. That's not my favorite, though.
That is a good tattoo. I don't know.
I feel like that might be... I feel like we just described my mom. I'm not going to lie. Like, kind of bougie, over the top, you know? That's if you like Cadbury cream eggs. If jelly beans are your favorite, you have strong opinions about flavors and are not afraid to argue about them. You're probably a gifted kid, and now you're just vibing. And you also 100% eat the black ones and say things like, they're actually really underrated.
Ew.
I don't know about that.
I'm judging whoever does that.
If you like robin's eggs the best, or like the malted milk
it's
eggs.
Neighbor man.
Okay. You are nostalgia in human form. You like vintage stores, handwritten notes, and saying, I was born in the wrong era, even though you probably couldn't survive without Wi-Fi. And you probably love Wes Anderson movies. I'm not kidding.
No, that's what it is. Shut, that's his favorite. Yeah.
I remember you saying that when you first met. You'll have to tell him that you just...
That is the funniest thing I've ever heard.
It's very accurate if robin's eggs are your favorite.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and then last, my favorite, which is Reese's eggs. You are a golden retriever in human form. Everyone likes you.
You're not wrong. People like her way more than me.
You bring snacks to share. I do. You probably hold open doors. I do. And you know how to do your taxes. This is where you lose me. I don't know how to do that. And you probably make a killer Spotify playlist. I have great music taste.
Mm-hmm.
Peak friend material. Where my Reese's eggs at? We're the coolest. Let's talk about what's really important right now. Easter is this weekend, and we need to talk about how you eat a chocolate bunny and what that says about you as a person. Okay. I feel like every year it comes around, people are like, what's the right answer? Do you eat the ears first? The feet first, or do you just bite the whole head off? I'm gonna break it down for you. So put your answer in your mind right now. How do you eat the chocolate bunny? Where do you start? And listen up. If you eat the ears first.
Hell yeah, I do.
Do you?
Yes.
Okay.
I like to see it suffer.
Wow. Now, okay, wait. No, let's make
sure. Eat the chocolate bunny. I want to make that clear.
I want to make sure that we're on the right page. Ears first is an answer, and then entire head in one bite is a different
answer. No, it's the ears.
Okay. Ears first is your practical. Efficient, ruthless. You get things done, and you probably organize your apps by color and silently judge people who eat pizza with a fork.
Yes, all of the above.
So that's what ears first says about you. Feet or tail first? Hi, clocking in. That's me. If you also eat a chocolate bunny feet first, you are soft-hearted, sentimental, and probably name your plants. You feel a little bad about eating the bunny, so you try to ease into it gently. You're a certified sweetie with anxiety. Which I'm like, all right, that sounds about right.
That was pretty good.
Okay, now if you're out there and you're like, I eat the entire head in one bite. You are unhinged, but like in a fun way. You text people, I'm outside, before you even leave your house, and you are not to be trusted with scissors or secrets.
Well, I'm going to start watching our coworkers and how they eat bunnies.
I'm saying, what were we doing? We should have brought chocolate bunnies in today so we really know
which coworkers to watch out for.
Who we're working with.
It's time for Let's Get Quizzical with those girls in the afternoon. Stop what you're doing, put on your thinking caps, and get ready to win. Nothing. Please welcome your host, Destiny.
Keep in mind, like he said, to win nothing. So what's the point of cheating? That's what I got to say.
Okay.
Let's just have fun with tonight's trivia question. Yes, you could probably Google search it and get the answer in 2 seconds, but it's fun when we just guess whatever's the top thing in our head.
Yeah, the first thing that comes to your mind, it can be ridiculous. That's fun.
That is tonight's trivia question. Obviously, the Easter Bunny is a busy bee, right? Got a lot of houses to hit up.
Mm-hmm.
So in Switzerland, what animal delivers Easter eggs to kids?
This is so fun.
I know.
Okay.
I'm going to learn something new tonight.
And don't Google it. Be honest. You can text your guest to 319-200-1029.
In Switzerland, what animal delivers Easter eggs to the kids?
Oh, this is fun. You can imagine, like, okay, if it wasn't the bunny, what else would be cool?
Mm-hmm.
Text in your guest to 319-200-1029.
It's time for some Let's Get Quizzical guesses on C102.9.
The bunny is back in town.
Ooh. Whoa.
Can you imagine if that was how the song went? Instead of the boys are back in town, it's the bunny is back in town.
No, nobody ever thought that ever.
Well, you're welcome. Now you have.
Thank you.
Hey, and tonight's trivia question is in honor of Easter this weekend. In Switzerland, What animal
I don't know what's happening.
My brain just like dooted right there. Let's restart. In Switzerland, what animal delivers Easter eggs to kids? Yikes.
There we go. We got there. You still have time to text in your guests to 319-200-1029. But so far, Michael said a goose. Geese are mean.
I was going to say, I don't know if I want that because they're nasty. They're so mean. You get like 1 foot away from them or even more and they're like.
They're like kind of majestic in theory, but yeah, you can't.
Pretty from far away.
I don't know. I don't know about that.
0572 said the Easter elk. That's cute.
I like that. Aren't elk like ginormous?
Are they mean too?
Isn't an elk kind of like a moose?
That's what I thought. Are they mean? I thought everybody ran when they saw mooses.
Because I think they're humongous. I think elk are ginormous.
Uh-huh.
Scary,
well,
me.
It'd be good if you could get everyone to go to bed.
Okay. You might hear him coming, though. Natasha said, a llama.
They spit in your face, right? Am I thinking of the right thing?
Do they?
I thought llamas spit in your face.
Yeah, I think they do. Although, I do have a weird obsession with like meeting a llama. So, I'm kind of down for this. An Easter llama, how cute.
Easter llama would be cool. What about an Easter elephant?
Oh.
They can put a lot in that trunk, right? They can suck a lot of things in there.
You think they're putting jelly beans up in their trunk?
I don't know.
What do you mean? I don't know about that. And I also don't think that there's elephants in Switzerland. Just guessing.
I didn't know we had to think like that. In Switzerland, what animal delivers Easter eggs to kids?
You know what? You can get creative. We support it. You can text in your guests to 319-200-1029. And the answer's coming up in just a couple minutes.
What you really meant to say was two songs.
Yeah.
Tonight's trivia question in honor of Easter Sunday in Switzerland. What animal delivers Easter eggs to kids? What is it?
And the Let's Get Quizzical answer is...
The cuckoo delivers Easter eggs to kids in Switzerland.
Say it again.
The cuckoo. It is a cuckoo.
Oh no!
Can you imagine? What do you think that? I have so many questions. I gotta look into this a little bit more.
Here's the thing: what is a cuckoo? I know them from the clock. That's it.
Do they have clocks as the decorations? I have questions. I started thinking about decorations.
Yeah, are cuckoo clocks just part of Easter over there?
Oh my God, I've always wanted one.
A cuckoo clock?
Yes.
What my brain sounds like.
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.